A while ago on Vale Ministries, we ran a series of favourite hymns, like the one repeated here below by my wife, Angela. I'd like to recommence that series starting in January, and I'd welcome your contribution. I need your choice of hymn and your reason for choosing it, please. If you'd like to take part in the series, would you email me at mw@valeministries.org, please? I repeat here Angela's choice, which is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And in Angela's own words, she says, "Sometimes we look at a painting or we hear a piece of music and we think that's enough just to enjoy it. We haven't had to analyse why it appeals to us. It just does. What we can be sure of is that it lifts our spirits and makes the day better. If requested to add to those thoughts, I suppose I would say that it's a hymn which expresses what the Christian life should be, joyful. It tells of the might and majesty of God, and in the middle of a busy life, it's a reminder that God is miraculously providing the things which we take so much for granted and at times go largely unnoticed, and that the love of the Father is reigning over us. The inspired music of Beethoven seems to capture the words so well. As I've heard it sung in different countries and on very different occasions, the memories it stirs always makes me pleased to hear it again. I'm sure other people also happen to just like it as well." The words are by Henry J. Van Dyke, and he wrote this hymn in 1907 while staying at the home of Harry A. Garfield at Williams College, Massachusetts. Van Dyke wrote, "These words are simple expressions of common Christian feelings and desires in this present time. Hymns of today that may be sung together by people who know the thought of the age and are not afraid that any truth of science will destroy religion or any revolution on earth overthrow the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, this is a hymn of trust and joy and hope." The music is Hymn to Joy from the Ninth Symphony of Ludwig van Beethoven. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.